The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Cuba and much more. Today is Tuesday, September 12, 2023. The president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, declared his country has the challenge of interpreting and assuming the energy transition towards renewable energy sources from the perspective of socialist construction, reported the presidential press. In the most recent National Innovation Council held at the Palace of the Revolution, the Cuban president said this is a very necessary issue for the country and that it has repercussions on the political, ideological, economic, and social orders. During the dialogue with the experts, the head of state explained that currently the paradigms of transitions at a global level are being set by first world countries based on neoliberal concepts. In this scenario, he asked himself, how will the countries of the South reach these technologies? The National Group of Universities for Renewable Energy Sources and Energy Efficiency proposed a policy for the energy transition of Cuba, which forms a strategy to achieve, in a safe and sustainable manner, the satisfaction of energy demand in the island. The policy, said Díaz-Canel, has a broader conception because the environmental, economic, social, and technological components are included with a focus on sustainable development. He added that this view necessarily has to be supported by innovation. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodríguez paid tribute to the martyrs of Cuba's Foreign Service on the occasion on Monday of the 43rd anniversary of the assassination of diplomat Félix García. The head of Cuban diplomacy wrote on X about the horrendous crime committed against García, who was machine-gunned in his car in the middle of a public street in New York, the United States, by the terrorist organization Omega 7. He added that Cuba pays tribute today and always to the Foreign Service martyrs, being faithful to the legacy and the principles they embraced and defended. According to the Cuban Foreign Ministry, García would be the first foreign diplomat accredited at the United Nations to be assassinated in the United States. A total of 11 martyrs of Cuba's Foreign Service have been assassinated by terrorist groups in different parts of the world. The United States, the nation that keeps Cuba on an arbitrary state sponsors of terrorism list, is where most of these attacks have been perpetrated. In April 2020, the Cuban embassy in Washington was attacked with a firearm. No one was killed, but the U.S. government did not issue any statement condemning the attack. The province of Misiones in northeastern Argentina will host Cuba's Solidarity Days this Tuesday and Wednesday, including an extensive program of events with the participation of Cuban Ambassador Pedro Pablo Prada. Organized by the Hector Agosti Marxist Study and Training Center, CEFMA, the regional coordinator of Movimiento Más Cuba, and the Observatory of International Relations of Victoria Fundación, the event consists of lectures, cultural activities, and meetings in several towns of the province. On Tuesday, a lecture on Cuba's example and international solidarity is scheduled at the Faculty of Humanities and Social Sciences of the National University of Misiones, with the participation of Prada and CEFMA director Marcelo Rodriguez. The member of the Parliament of the South Common Market, Julia Argentina Perle, and the political secretary of the Young Communist Federation, Brian Ojeda, will also attend the event. The deep political significance of the first visit of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, which started 50 years ago this Tuesday, was underscored by the president of Vietnam-Cuba Friendship Association, Hai Ha. He said that the visit was a source of great spiritual stimulus, strengthening the will, strength, and courage of the Vietnamese army and people in the fight for the liberation of the South and the reunification of the country. The also head of the Foreign Relations Commission at the National Assembly stressed that Fidel Castro's image waving the flag of the National Front for the Liberation of South Vietnam on Hill 241, taken on the occasion, remains in the memory of many Vietnamese, as does his phrase, "For Vietnam, we are ready to give even our own blood." That statement, he said, not only expresses the clear and faithful relationship between both countries in the past, but also in the present and the future. Hai Ha said that the achievements in economic and social development made by their country are largely due not only to Cuba's spiritual and moral support, but also to the enormous amounts of material aid provided to his country. Fidel Castro was the first and only world leader to travel to South Vietnam in the middle of the war to visit the liberated zone and meet with members of the Provisional Revolutionary Government and combatants of the National Front for the Liberation of South Vietnam. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.